Hello, Shortwave fans, and welcome to the UVB 76 and Number Stations podcast. Tonight, I have with me my usual hosts, Grasp.
Hello.
And Danix.
Hello, everybody.
And of course, I'm Webweasel, your host, and we also have our very special guest, Jochen.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast also from my side.
Now, Jochen, for those who are unaware, is a member of the Enigma 2000 group and leads the group within Germany. He's also a specialist for XO6 and runs the XO6 group as well. And Jochen is here to educate us all on the intricacies of XO6.
Yeah, XO6 or XO6. It's a group of six tone stations. And it comes from Russia. It's also called Mazyelka because of a musical instrument from Russia. It sounds similar like a flute, and this instrument is called Mazyelka, and it describes the sound of this X06 stations or XO6 stations. They are presumably made for Russian diplomats.
Okay, let's get our listeners familiar with XO6 by putting in a sample here so they can all understand what it sounds like. So we'll just play that for you now. That's XO6, and as you can hear from what you've just heard, it is a series of six tones, usually broadcast in upper sideband, though we have seen it in AM very often. Jochen, do you want to tell us about that, the different modes that we see XO6 in the first place?
Well, I would say it's the other way around. It's more often to hear in AM than in USB. I have to explain something which means the scale. Since 2005, we have a description of these six-tone scales. And there we make it in this way, that the lowest tone has a 1 and the highest tone a 6. So, for example, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 as a scale means the 6-note rising scale. It's a special variant of XO6.
Well, that's interesting. I just did a quick calculation and I realized that with the limitation of only six numbers and basing it on a standard XO6, ignoring XO6 B and C, which we'll discuss in a moment, if you only use one of each six numbers, you're limited to 720 combinations.
Yeah.
And I suddenly realized, considering how long XO6 has been in use, to have a limit of 720 total combinations is severely limiting for a communications format.
XO6 is in use for more than 40 years, I would say. I discovered this station at the end of the 70s as I began with shortwave listening, and I would say they were some of my first numbers or tone stations I ever heard. First one, but I discovered them very soon after discovering number stations in general. And it's very interesting that these old stations and scales are still in use in today's time. There were frequencies and scales where X06 came directly before XPH started.
Thank you. that was the X06 that leads into XPH?
That's right. That was the X06, and the XPH followed the X06.
Okay, so following on from HDF then, it seems in my radio listening that there's a strong association between Crowd 36 and X06. What do you make of the association?
Yeah, that's right. There is today there is an association between these stations. In the 80s, there were X06 and XPH. Now these are X06 and Crowd 36. Could be that X06 is a kind of alerting signal for diplomats that there is a transmission or a message in Crowd 36, either on the same frequency or on another one. And if you listen very carefully, then you can really find Crowd 36 in the area of the transmission of X06. I also had the case that X06 and Crowd 36 were on the same frequency, and that's also already in the 80s.
Yeah, it's generally understood that very often a crowd, or often enough, perhaps not very often, but a Crowd 36 transmission will immediately follow an X06 transmission on the same frequency. Although the coloration isn't very high, X06 tends to appear by itself, and Crowd 36 will usually be on a close frequency rather than directly afterwards.
Yeah, it's also the reason that X06 is called a cell call system.
Yeah, as used for shortwave listeners who'd be familiar with listening in general, cell calls used by aircraft to identify the radio communications between separate aircraft so they don't cross over each other. And it's generally believed that X06 is a similar system, originally being used by XPH and now being used by Crowd 36, although the coloration and the connection is very loose as far as it's generally heard of.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. I'm glad that I've managed to get a solid understanding of X06.
I have a question. When has it become apparent that X06 is related to Russian diplomacy?
Well, that's, I said at the beginning, it's a presumption from our hobby friends because of the QTH and the experiences they made. It was already before my time on the number station scene, as I heard from other hobby friends that it must be diplomatic relation. But there are also people who say that it also could be military purpose. We don't know exactly, but we presume or we think that it's diplomatic related.
Okay, but that's an assumption that's been based on, I would guess, correlating X06 activity with diplomatic and military activity in order to reach a general conclusion that there is some kind of association. It's especially interesting considering the activity we've had with other stations occurring. We've had the conflict with the Ukraine and Russia going on at the moment. Have you seen any increase or decrease in or change in activity of X06 since the Ukraine situation has started?
Well, I'm not sure if it's really related with the Ukrainian situation, but it's the case that X06 activity increased in the last weeks. That's clearly notable.
Okay, and one of the things I've picked up with X06 over the years of following it is that it seems to have scheduled broadcasts on scheduled frequencies, and it has other broadcasts that are entirely random. So, considering that, which we'll discuss in more detail in a second, has the increase in activity since the Ukraine been on the random broadcasts, or has it been on the scheduled broadcasts?
I would say both of them. There are also, if you call them scheduled broadcasts, so-called matches, which match in frequency, time, day of week and scale, and there are also random frequencies or random transmissions which come across the bands. Also on very high frequencies we noticed, like 20,334 kHz, for example, or 20,837 is a frequency, or 20,875. These are very high transmissions, very high frequencies for the transmissions, and these are more often findable in these days.
Okay, so they're generally the frequencies that are being used by the XO6 transmissions have shifted upwards over the last 30 or 40 years.
Yeah. I would say during the last weeks or months, because the frequencies were also higher in the 80s, but I would say not over 20 not over 20 megahertz, as I remember.
Okay, that's curious. So, following along the lines of our Ukraine possibility involvement, my understanding of shortwave, and it's not great despite leading the website that I do, I'm more of a community organizer than a radio specialist any day, but my understanding is that if you're interested in broadcasting locally during the day, you want to be above 10 megahertz, and if you're interested in broadcasting internationally overnight, you want to be using less than 10 megahertz.
Yeah.
So therefore, it would put a suggestion that the increase in messages being sent at the higher frequency are for more localized daytime communications,
yeah,
possibly with military groups or people in deep cover, espionage or diplomatic relations, if it's related to the Ukraine. But the suggestion would be that the traffic is more daytime and locally orientated because of the higher frequency.
Yeah, that's right. The higher frequencies you can find more often in our continent in the morning or daytimes. That's right.
So curious. So again, despite the fact that there's been much speculation of the purpose of XO6, it throws more contradictory evidence, whereas it's generally suggested it's a diplomatic station. If there has been a increase in activity with the increase in military activity of Russia involved in the Ukraine, and of course I'm not trying to draw a direct correlation, but it would suggest that there may be a more military purposed usage of the XO6 station rather than a diplomatic or espionage usage.
We don't know exactly, but it's possible what you say. Well, for years we thought that X06 is not really scheduled, and that's right. There are no fixed schedules of X06 transmissions, but in our X06 group we found out that there are some matching frequencies which are which bring repeated transmissions, so that you can indeed think there are scheduled frequencies or scheduled transmissions, but there are no really fixed fixed schedules, only approximately. But it's fixing, it's matching with these schedules.
From the way you've described it, and my understanding is there's not a regular schedule. So, for example, you can hit a regular match with a scale, a frequency, and a day of the week, but it won't be regularly every Monday on a certain frequency with a certain scale. You will only have that match occasionally. Can you give us an idea of the frequency range? So do we have a match once a month, once every 6 months, once every couple of years? How often do these matches occur?
I would say sometimes a week we have some matches. What's recommendable? Friday in the morning time, I would say in the time between 11 and 13 hours UTC, you could listen to the frequency 14501 kilohertz. That's the scale 361245, and that's very regularly that this match appears, but not on every Friday of a month. I would say, I'm not definitely sure, but I would say every second and every fourth Friday. And then there is another Friday frequency, so another Friday frequency of this scale, 361245. The alternative frequency is 12 to 15 kilohertz. And this frequency is less discovered in the last, I would say in the last year, but 14501 kilohertz was discovered often, more often, with this scale on Fridays.
Okay, so that's very curious. Have you guys done very much analysis into the frequency rates of the reoccurring schedules? I mean, you've just mentioned that one particular schedule happens very frequently and is could be considered almost reliable in a schedule to listen to. Have you done any coloration work on which ones appear at which frequencies? For example, maybe you've had only two or three matches of a certain one over many decades, and many matches scattered over several decades for another one. So if I'm being a bit unclear, I mean, what's the frequency rate in the matches as a whole? Obviously you have very common schedules. Do you have less common but still reoccurring schedules?
Yes, there are less common schedules. I have no example now here in my mind, but there are less common frequencies with matches which come and go over the weeks, I would say.
Okay, that's very curious. Has there been any attempt to identify the less frequently broadcast schedules, the rarer ones, with any political events or military movements that have occurred? Considering the long timescale that XO6 has been broadcasting, it'd be very curious to get the history you guys have got logged and try and match them with political or military events that have been happening at the time and see if there were any coloration available.
Yes, we make our presumptions about some events which happen in this time, but I would say not every match or not every transmission has always to do something with political events. It can be, but it hasn't to be.
Okay, so if anything, you've got an inverse coloration, which is that following XO6 and its activity over the years has resulted in not finding a connection with publicly known, as in media events that we're all aware of. You found that it's the opposite of such, that there is no coloration between those at all.
Yeah, could be that there is a coloration, it could not be that there is a coloration. Or it's a coloration we don't know because it's not relevant enough for our media in our countries where we are living. That's also possible.
Yeah, of course. It's fashion-based with the media. What's the interesting story at the time and not necessarily what's really going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so would you like to tell us about the variants of XO6? Can you tell us about XO6 A, B, and C and your opinions on them?
Yes, I love to do that. And I have prepared some examples. So, here I'm back again, and I will play you X06 A, X06 B, X06 C, but not without explaining what's the difference.
Fantastic.
In 2008, we signed these variants as X06 A, B, and C. X06 A means two tones which come three times. So it's three times this tone, this two-tone scale, like 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, and this sounds like this. And then we have X06B. These are less than six tones, like in this case, two tones. And you will note that these two tones were longer than usual six tones, because in the case of X06B, at least one tone, in these cases there are two tones, are longer than the others. The usual six tones are in a special length, and if they are less than six tones, then some tones are longer, so that the time is the same, but with less than six tones. And I have a very actual example from May the 8th that comes from 13,363 kilohertz. That's a very new frequency for me for these test transmissions. And another X06B transmission from May the 4th from another frequency, but with the same scale. And here it is. These are only two tones, which are very long. And it's, X06B with only two tones.
Before you move on, Jochen, had X06B been around for a while before people realized an association between the normal X06 and X06B? And when did you first hear X06B?
That's a curious story, because my first X06B changed into a normal X06. That was in 1982, where only one tone was longer than the others, so that this X06 had only five tones, and it changed into six tones during the transmission.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And the most interesting thing is that these X06B changings were in the first decade of the 21st century more often to find, but this change from 1982 was the only change from X06B into X06 I knew. I only remember back in the 1980s that there was another change from X06 with a different scale, a scale change, but it's in both cases X06, but with different scales. And these these changed scales we noticed in these days also. But coming back to X06B, my first pure X06B I noted on December the 23rd of 2005 with four notes. But these two notes we just heard are more often to find in these days, just with this scale 1-6. So the lowest and the highest tone after another directly with this X06B. But there are also other X06B transmissions with, for example, with five tones, with four tones, with three tones, or with two tones. Then there is also a variant with only one tone, a single tone. But we think about making another signature that would be X06D, but that has to be discussed with Enigma 2000, who is responsible for giving signatures. So till now it's still X06B, although it's only one tone, but that could lead too far. We are on X06B and on X06C, if you like.
Are the X06B signals always tones next to each other? For example, 1, 2,
yeah.
3, 4. Do you hear X06B broadcast at say 2, 5 or 3, 6?
Yes, that was also there.
Okay, so that expands on the total number of combinations there.
Yeah.
Broadcast, because if you're limited to the 1 to 6 tones without repeating them, you're limited to the 720 combinations we mentioned earlier. So this will expand the number of messages that can be sent by the X06 system as a whole.
If you can speak about messages in general with X06, I would say these are ALERT signals, but the question is if it's real traffic, if it's real message traffic, or if it's only an alerting signal.
Okay, in that case, expanding on the concept that it's not sending a message as such, it's a cell call signal. Is there a correlation between the tone sent, the number combination, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 combination sent, and a subsequent frequency bound with crowd 36? Is there a correlation between the 1-6 sent and a later broadcast to the other system?
Well, we think that these variants are test transmissions for whatsoever it's tested. But I think these are test variants, and they are different to the normal X06 transmissions with 6 tones, because these test variations X06 A, B, and C you can sometimes find longer than an hour, or longer than 2 hours, or very long. And find them very long, and perhaps they are signal tests, like, or transmitter tests. That is possible, because they are very long. I remember back to E10, this Mossad station, they also had some test transmissions with 2 at the end, like Sierra Yankee November 2 or others, or Alpha Bravo Charlie 2, and these were also very long on, not always, but there were some transmissions which went over and over, and which went more than an hour, and so here with the X06 or X06 ARC transmissions. That's not always the case with X06 A, B, and C, that they are so long, but it's possible. Very good possible that they are running very long time. And I would say, or we would say in the X06 group, that's for test purposes.
Okay, so what's the duration of a standard normal X06 transmission? Is there a fixed time, or do they have a large amount of variation in their broadcast?
I would say the normal duration is 5 to 7 minutes.
So it's very short.
Yeah. And it's exactly, it's difficult to catch, and you must have very luck. You must have good luck and a good experience to catch them. So I would now present you X06C. That's the 6 note rising scale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And that's also a variant of X06, although it's these are 6 notes, but these are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the 6 note rising scale, and this test transmission runs also sometimes very long, like in this case, 2005. This scale I first discovered in November 1983 for a short time, but then it came back into life, I could say, in 2005, and from 2005 on it was there till today, and you can find it, and you can still find it on the bands. And here is an example of X06B. Well, more hours this was on the air, and there are some frequencies like 12,100 kilohertz. That was obviously this frequency was where this X06C was coming from, or 14,300, 14,400, 14,500, such round frequencies, or 9,300 is also a very popular frequency for these test transmissions. Not only X06C, but also X06A you can find there. The transmission we heard earlier from X06A, that was 13,800 kilohertz, by the way, found on November the 10th, 2003. That was X06A. And this one we just heard, X06C, that was obviously 12,100 kilohertz.
So there appears to be quite a direct correlation between the frequencies used for X06A, B, and C. They'll tend to be on several set frequencies rather than found randomly.
Well, there are also random frequencies, but you can find both. You can find these popular test frequencies and also random frequencies. That's both possible.
Okay, excellent. Right, so we've heard about X06 in general, and we're pretty long into a podcast now, believe it or not. We've been talking for ages, so we probably should start moving on. So,
well, before we move on, if Jochen could quickly tell us about X07, a lesser known.
Yeah, X07, that's right. I have also an example prepared. This one was on the air at the time of 1985 to 1990. That's the era of Mr. Gorbachev. That's very interesting. And this X07 has no break. You remember back to the X06 stations, including X06C and the other variants, there was a variant with break. Not only a variant, but also the normal X06 stations had a break between the six tone rounds. And this X07 has no break, and instead of the break, you have a long dash, and it sounds like this.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that is fantastic. That's exactly what I was thinking. That's awesome.
And another fantastic thing is that also these X07 transmissions were followed by XPH, but in the lower version. We had the fast version of the messages, and there was also a lower version on the air of XPH. And this lower version was following up the X07, what we just heard. I only collected the fast messages, not the lower messages. The tones were the same, but in a lower speed.
There's some really interesting variants. I've never heard X07 before, and of course it's been ceased for a long time now, I understand.
And these scales were not only used for X07, but also for the usual X06 transmissions. This scale was 146253. Yes, 146253. We had as second example from 1985 as usual X06. This is the scale as usual X06. And this is the X07 variant. And if you compare these two scales, it's the same scale, but in the first case with break, in the second one with dash. And the second recording was a little bit lower, but that was a recorder reason, because that's recorded with another machine as the process. But the scale is the same anyway.
But still fantastic to hear. We don't actually have X067 listed on the website. I have to admit, we're going to have to put some updates in. This is all brand new information for me, and it's fantastic to hear them.
Yeah, that's really a fascinating hobby with this X06, and I'm glad that this station is still on the air.
Yeah, it's up there with one of the more continuous stations. It's got to be one of the most reliable ones over the years for broadcasting continuously.
Yeah, and that's great, because in 2013 we thought that X06 is declining, but I was sure that this is not the case, that they only make a break or whatever, but that they still are alive, these X06 stations, and I kept right. We see just in these days.
Yeah, it's one of the things about especially the Russian number stations as a whole is that they've been pretty consistent over the last 40, 50 years or so. They don't like to change if they can avoid it.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's also area which they have to. It's the great area for which these transmissions are sending. So the great Russian emperor, as you would call it, part of the former Soviet Union, and it's a very big emperor. It was a very big emperor.
It may have changed in borders, but it hasn't changed in spirit.
That's right.
We've had an X06 special today. It's been absolutely fantastic. I've really enjoyed myself, and I'm glad to have spoken to Jochen. It's been a pleasure, and I hope you will join us for future podcasts. If they're not X06 specials, or they're about number stations in general, because I know you follow it probably far more intensely than a lot of people who work for Briom do, and that you spend a large amount of time listening to the radio, and your insight on other stations is going to be as fascinating as X06 has been. So I'd like to have you back for our next episode if you care to.
Yeah, I love to be back, and I'm also a member of Prayom, so why not being back? Although I am co-moderator of Enigma 2000, but that's not excluding. I am open for others, so I am also the cop of the German numbers group, and why not being back to the next episode? I'm still there in this 16th episode. I will not go away till the podcast will be at the end.
Right, good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the UVB 76 and Number Stations podcast. We'll see you at the next episode. Say good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
That was E25, yeah, or G11.
Nice one.